Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8 is what I want to read for you today. The beginning of this says that it's a song of King David when he was in the desert of Judah. So listen to this prayer of David's. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I've seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory, because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your hand I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied, as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. The book of Psalms means so much to me. I'm reading right now through the devotion material that I'm using. I'm reading about 2 to 4 Psalms a day. And just how wonderful and how rich they are. And one of the things I want to tell you about the book of Psalms is the book of Psalms has within it every human emotion you can possibly find. It's already there. If you ever wondered about, I don't know how to say what I need to say to God, I would invite you to turn to the book of Psalms and just start reading somewhere. Because sometimes what I find through the book of Psalms is it gives me something that identifies how I'm feeling right now and what I need to say to God. Because sometimes we just don't have the words that we know what we want to say. But the scriptures, and especially the Psalms, help me to find those words in some places. I want to tell you, everything God has done is for having a love relationship with us. Everything that God has done is for having a love relationship with us. You see, God sent Jesus Christ because that relationship was broken because of sin. And the sin not being paid for. Restitution not being made. And Jesus Christ did that for us. So everything that God did is to have a love relationship with us. And what I want you to understand is this love relationship is an ongoing, continuing, and should be an everyday thing for us. Because God went to great depths to make sure that God could have that relationship with us. I have 3 children, and I can't imagine, I can't even begin to imagine what it would be to give up one of my children for this whole world. I can't even grasp that. What would that mean? And yet God did that. Because God wanted a love relationship with us. Now, I know some of you are in relationships. What would happen to your relationship if you never talked to each other? If you never spent time together, if you never did things together, I know some of you are going to tell me our relationship would grow. But that's not true, is it? You need to spend time with the other person in that relationship. Well, the sad thing about this love relationship with God is that some people think that salvation is the end result. And it's not. Salvation is the doorway to this love relationship, not the end result. Salvation is the doorway. It's the place that you step into this relationship with God. God's not extending this love relationship to you to help you get salvation, to help you get saved. That is something that happens. Don't get me wrong, okay? That is something that happens, but that's the doorway to this love relationship. Because it is then at that point, it's not a one-way love relationship. Before salvation for you, it's one way. God is reaching out to you, trying to touch you, trying to help you to understand what's being offered to you, this love relationship with an incredible God. It's one way. Before I came to Christ, I was not looking to have any kind of relationship with God. Matter of fact, and I think I've told you about this recently, I actually prayed one time, God, stop bugging me. Go find someone else to bug. I've had enough of you. And the whole time, God was just trying to reach out to me and love me. That's all God was trying to do. And I was basically telling God, I don't want your love. Scram, get it. Don't need you. I got dismayed. That's what happens when you watch too many spaghetti westerns. I thought if you don't know what a spaghetti western is, I encourage you to go look that up, because those are, in my opinion, some of the best movies ever. Absolutely ever. Because whoever was the lead role always won out in the end. And oftentimes in those spaghetti westerns, it was Clint Eastwood. And I tell you, to this day, I would not face up to that man for nothing. I would back down just as quickly as I could. You see, God was reaching out to me, reaching out to me. God was wooing me. God was trying to get my attention and saying, Tim, I just want to love you. And I was backing up as quick as I could to say, I don't want your love. And one day it finally all got through. But does that mean that that love relationship from God's perspective stops? No, it means now it becomes a two-way street. And I'm reaching out to love God as much as I can also. And here I am 30, 40 years later after accepting Christ, still trying to love God. And God's still loving me every moment of every day. And I have learned so much deeper how to live into this love relationship. But I hope you noticed what David said about this. David said, because your love is better than life. Wow. Better than life. Better than anything I can do for myself, anything I can design for myself. God's love is better than that. And it's all about finding God's love in the midst of this world. You see, salvation's just the doorway. It's not the end result. There's more. There is so much more. Now, I do want to let you know, because I let Jerry know Wednesday night. I do want to let you know, and this encouraged Jerry greatly. Do you remember?
Amen.
Yeah, okay. King David was a Pentecostal holiness. In case you didn't know that and you didn't realize that, let me read for you verse 4 again. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. So David was Pentecostal, amen?
Amen.
In case you didn't know that. What does that mean, though? It means that David is willing to put into action his love relationship with God. He's willing to put that into action and let other people see it instead of being Baptist and sitting on your hands so your hands don't get involved in worship service. I'm looking because oftentimes when I say that, I see people go, like, not me. I'm not sitting on my hands. Or if everybody's standing up singing a song, Baptists do this. Their arms are trying to get involved. It's okay. David allowed his life to show that he had a love relationship with God. Now, I'm not one that feels most comfortable raising my hands, and I don't clap because I can't clap, chew gum, and sing all at the same. If I clap, that takes all of my concentration in my life, everything. Okay? Jerry's like, well, I'm going to teach the choir how to clap. And I'm like, Jerry, I'll clap, but I ain't doing anything else if I'm clapping. I can mess up in a hurry if I start clapping. It's just I don't know. I got too many trains running in my head, but I can't clap and sing at the same time, Jerry. I'm sorry. I can sway. If you want to teach us how to do that, I can do that. But you see, our bodies should show that we have this love relationship with God, shouldn't it? Our bodies should be excited. Our bodies should be involved with this. And David was involved with this. And you see, we must value this love relationship deeper than all else. That has got to be, that's what David said. Your love is better than life. Have you ever sat down? Just sat down for 5 minutes and absolutely done nothing but let God love you. Stop squirming. Stop saying things. Stop moving here and move. Just sit still and just let God love you. You know what? That's an incredible thing. I had a professor that you've heard me talk about before, E. Glenn Henson. And I remember the first class I had with him. It was called Prayer in Christian History. And we studied prayer from the very beginning all the way up to today. He had three books for us to read, a set of handouts this large, sections of scripture that we needed to all read within 3 weeks. And he wanted us to journal on everything and what we thought about as we were reading in 3 weeks. But you know how he started every class period? He looked at us and he said, I just want you to sit there for 15 minutes and let God love you. Don't do homework. Don't do church work. Don't do your chores. Don't write out your grocery list. I just want you to sit there for 15 minutes and do nothing but let God love you. And I would watch him and he would sit down. And he never looked at his watch. And 15 minutes later, he would get up and start lecturing and teaching us. This was a class that was 5 days a week for 3 weeks. I want to let you know that that first week was incredibly hard. Because I was like, just teach. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm paying for. Just teach. I want to learn some more about prayer. And all he wanted us to do was just sit there and let God love us. The second week was, by the third week, I'm thinking, why doesn't every class start this way? Just to give me a moment to sit down and let God love me. To sit down and let me change gears from rushing from Petersburg to Richmond to try to get to class on time. Let me just sit down for a couple of minutes, change gears, get my thoughts better in the direction of what God has for me. Instead of thinking about the people that cut me off on I-95, instead of thinking about the person that exited at that exit from the leftmost lane, folks, if you want to change your life, you need to value this love relationship deeper than all else. If you want to change the direction your life's going, and you want to know God better, and you want to live into this love relationship better, if you want to be loving God like God's loving you, you need to stop and let God love you. And see what's happening. Value that more than anything else. Schedule time to sit down and do nothing. Yes, I said that. Schedule time to sit down and do nothing. TV off, radio off, music off, no streaming. I know some of you, especially some over here, are looking at me going, I got kids running around the house. There's always noise. Tell you about Charles Wesley's mother. I can't remember right now how many kids she raised. Okay, 7. When she wanted some quiet time, she took her apron and put it up over her head and told the kids they were not allowed to bug her because she was talking to God. Is your love relationship with God that important? You see, God's love for relationship is steadfast and everlasting. Steadfast and everlasting. In the Hebrew, that word is chesed. C-H-E-S-E-D. Chesed. It's a hard K sound in the back of your throat. It's spelled C-H, but it's a hard K sound in the back of your throat. God's chesed. The Greek word is agape, and some of you may have heard that word. It's the same concept. God loves you deeply, completely. God's love is steadfast. It is everlasting. It will never, never, never end for you, no matter what you do or what you don't do that God asks you to do. That love will never quit. Never. I mean, that's an incredible love, isn't it? We tend to show conditional love to other people. We may claim that we show unconditional love, but let somebody do something you don't like, and I'm willing to say you're probably not going to be showing love to them immediately. We have to work through that process. God is always showing unconditional love to us. My cat's name is Kesed, and I had a really low time a couple of weeks ago. And really, really wondered. It was a difficult time for me. And sometimes I have those days. And the cat wouldn't leave me alone. And it dawned on me, God's love's not any different. And that's why I named her Kesed, so that maybe I could remember how much God loves me. Because she's my shadow. She follows me around the house. Or shall I say, there are times that she's my shepherd. Because she tells me what room I'm supposed to be in by what time of day it is. Let Deanne say, dinner's ready. And the cat goes straight for the dining room. And if I don't follow her, she comes back and looks at me like, what is your issue? Didn't you hear her? And you know what? God's love is the same. God's love is ever pursuing you. God's love is ever being a shepherd to you. Gosh, it was incredible that day at a very, very low moment, as my professor always said, because he was from the middle part of the United States. He would always tell us that when you feel lower than a snake's belly in a wagon rut, God is still seeking to love you. God is still reaching out to you. God's love never, never stops. And the quote that he used to tell us all the time is, he would say this almost every class period: God's love is always pouring down upon you. And all you need to do is open up like a flower to the sunshine and let it flow through you to other people. He said that almost every class period. And I've thought about that because I thought about, and I know I've mentioned this before because somebody volunteered other seeds. My mom, when I was growing up, had 4 o'clock flowers. You know why they're called 4 o'clock? Some of you may know, some of you don't know. Because they open up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No joke. Now, I have since found out there are other varieties that open up at other times of the day. But the traditional 4 o'clock flowers need enough sunlight and sunshine throughout the day. And once they get that, then they open up in all their beauty. That's what God wants us to do. To just open up and show our beauty by allowing God's love into our lives and flowing through our lives to other people. That's how much God loves you. And David has a deep thirst to seek a greater love relationship with God. David has a great thirst. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and a parched land where there is no water. Another psalm, Psalm 42, says, I thirst for you like the deer pants for water. I thirst for you. Is Sunday the only day you thirst for God? Or shall I say, is Sunday and Wednesday the only days you thirst for God? Are you constantly thirsting for God? Are you constantly wanting more? Are you constantly finding God in new places that you never saw God before? Because guess what? God's there. God's there, and God is still trying to woo you into a deeper relationship. It's all about this love relationship. And guess what? What do you get to take to heaven with you? What you've learned in your love relationship with God. That's what goes to heaven with you. Before you meet God face to face, wouldn't you want to have some depth of relationship already? Think about that. Eternal life does not start once you die. That's a myth. Eternal life starts once you walk through the doorway of salvation. I am living eternal life now, and I've been living eternal life, sometimes in a good way, sometimes not, since about 1981. I'm learning about the Savior that loves me so much that He will allow His body to be tortured so that I can have a love relationship with God. Not just one way, two ways. a relationship with God that I can continue to thirst and I can continue to go back to. What did Jesus tell the woman at the well? He says, I have water that you don't need to come to the well for every day. Are you drinking that water? Or are you still walking to the well? Are you still looking for it? You see, God loves you so deeply. I am so confident that at this moment, if I take my last breath, I'll be in God's presence. And I'll be able to see God face to face. And I'll be able to recognize God because I know how much God's loved me through the years. And I'll know it deeply and personally, but it'll become even more real. Why not live into that love relationship now? That requires you to put some feet to something. That requires you to do some things to learn God better. Not just show up at church when you think it's convenient. Not just read your scriptures when you need a word. Not just spend time in prayer when, God, I need help out of this situation. It's a love relationship. If I didn't spend time with my wife and the things that we do, our relationship would not grow. I know some of you pray for her greatly because you know me well enough. And you can't imagine how she stayed with me for 39 years almost. But it's because we interact and do things together. It's because we sit on the couch and talk to one another with the TV off. Wow, imagine that. With the TV off. I treasure those times. I treasure them. But shouldn't I treasure my time that I can spend with God even more? Shouldn't I be working on that even more? Shouldn't I be sitting under a tree outside and just letting God love me? Not doing anything else? Yeah, I know, that's wasteful. There's so much I could be doing, right? Well, guess what? I am doing something. I'm working on my relationship with God. And that's a very, very important thing. It is to me. And my relationship with God is more important than anything else. Anything else. My family, my kids, my pet, everything. That's more important. It's more important than my job. If my job wasn't helping me grow closer to God, I wouldn't be doing it. How about you? Is your love relationship with God that important? Are you seeking a deeper love relationship with God? Are you seeking a deeper love relationship with God? It starts at salvation by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But it should continue. It should go on. It should get deeper. It should challenge you. It should make you take some risk. That's what I'm talking about. It should maybe make you do some things that you feel uncomfortable doing. Because that's where God's going to ask you to step. And that's what we're trying to figure out as a church. Where is God asking us to step? It all hinges on this love relationship with God. And if we're not connected with this love relationship with God, we won't hear what God's asking us to do. So are you seeking a deeper love relationship with God? And is that your highest priority? Let's pray. Lord, we come to you acknowledging that sometimes we're not very good at this love relationship with you. But the thing is you're steadfast and everlasting. You're following us around. You're walking with us. You're leading us. You're guiding us. You're always right there trying to love on us. And sometimes we just get so deeply involved in so many other things that we don't have time for that love relationship. And then we miss out on so much. Lord, teach us to be like David, that we would long and seek and search and continue on, and never may our thirst be quenched for a deeper relationship with you. May it always be a continuing, ongoing, growing thing, so that when we do meet you face to face, we know you already very intimately. Lord, help us, please. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.